And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel's not currently stopping aid into Gaza and stops short of saying it's using weapons in ways that violate U.S. or international law. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determination.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Russia is stepping up attacks on Ukraine's border defenses, AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma.
Ukraine's rushed reinforcements to its northeastern Kharkiv region to fend off a Russian attempt to breach local defences. It's a tactical switch in the war that Kyiv has been expecting for weeks, officials say. Intense nighttime shelling targeted Vovshansk in the Kharkiv region and less than 3 miles from the Russian border. The barrage has prompted authorities to begin the evacuation of about 3,000 people. Ukraine's defense ministry says around dawn, Russian forces tried to pierce defenses and that it had deployed reserve units to fend off the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa has urged the United Nations top court to issue more emergency measures to restrain Israel, saying